We all know the Dallas Entrepreneur Center. They're an expert in developing and launching new startups and all sorts of exciting new companies that, you know, that might make a big hit one day. But the fact is, they're now going back and taking some of that expertise and all those great mentors and helping out some small businesses right now in this time of need that really need it. Trey Bowles is the chairman of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, David. Good to be here.
So have you ever done this before? Have you ever, you know, gone out in the community and helped anybody like this?
Well, you know, actually, this is really just a variation on what we have been doing for the last 7 years, a pivot, if you will, based upon the needs of our community. As an organization, we were established and created to help entrepreneurs start, build, and grow businesses. And I don't think that's ever been more important than it is right now. And so we have taken the services and solutions that we offer, tailored it towards an audience based upon what their needs are, and sort of turned it virtual as well, if you will.
You're not for profit, but I mean, you have overhead costs. Are you able to recoup them somehow?
Well, we've always known that we never wanted the entrepreneur to feel the pain or weight of paying for all of our services. So we've always been an organization that had to raise outside funding and support in order to do that. And fortunately, we've had some really great corporations come alongside us over the years and continue to stick with us. So by no means are we good for forever, but we have done a great job of raising money around our initiatives to date. We will continue to try to raise money around the ongoing initiatives that we're doing, but it's very important to us that we can't wait around and create a program, raise money for it, and then respond to it. We need to respond to the needs of those small businesses and entrepreneurs immediately, and that's what we're doing through the solutions we've developed in the last week.
So you've got a big, thick, little black book full of mentors and people who know, who have a great expertise in a lot of different areas. Hey, who's your target audience here? I mean, if I own a dry cleaning service and it's been disrupted and I'm trying to keep my employees and make it for a while, I mean, can you help me?
Yeah, so the great thing about how we built the deck was that we built it for the idea of we didn't have any one particular industry or focus in mind. It was more stage focused. We were really looking at early stage companies, sort of ideation and the idea process to funding or profitability. But what we've done is we believe every entrepreneur that starts a company needs the same things, whether you're a biotech company or you're a landscaping company. You need to know how to legally structure your business. You need to know what a balance sheet is and why does it matter. How do you develop a marketing plan with no money? Well, that's the education programs we create, and that will work for anybody. But as they grow, as they start to progress, that's where the mentorship piece becomes so important. Because we as an organization don't have expertise in building a bunch in every single type of company in every industry. I'm a serial entrepreneur, but I've only done it in so many spaces. But if we can go out and find mentors, subject matter experts, service providers, and experienced entrepreneurs that can come in and be that bridge to remove obstacles that stand in the way of these companies, that's how we really help them get to the next level.
You know, and in many cases, what we're talking about are, they're not startups, they're established businesses. They've been, you know, around 5, 10, 15 years, and they know how to handle the cyclicality of their business and, you know, how to manage overhead and that sort of thing. But then you get thrown a curve like this, where you just flip a switch and all of a sudden, you know, your business drops by 90%. Not very many people have that expertise to adapt.
Well, and you know, you're correct. And what we've been telling entrepreneurs is a couple of things. One, this is like any other obstacle you're going to face. And the fact that we know we're going to face obstacles as entrepreneurs, one of the things that is consistent in building in the process of building a business is adversity and the things that are coming down your pipeline that you didn't expect. Now, granted, I will give you, this is a little bit harsher of a reality than most of us like to deal with, but it is a problem and an issue that you face like none other. So what we've been instructing a lot of these small businesses to do is to focus on an immediate 30, 60, 90-day plan. The 30-day plan is about getting on life support and stopping the bleed. That means figuring out a way to cut costs, figuring out how to get revenue in as soon as you possibly can. The 60-day plan is about really beginning to get off life support. How are you going to generate business? and do business in the age of Corona. And then finally, the 90-day plan is how do you start to plan what your business should be once we start to exit this? And so we've been sitting down and trying to help them think through that. It doesn't mean all of them are going to make it through, but as we can help give them these different resources and tools that they can use to move forward, that's where we're going to see more and more companies coming out of this, not only surviving, but also thriving.
How much of this $350 billion that's being directed at small and small business owners, is how important is that to them to keep on going?
Well, you know what I've been saying, I think it's extremely important. I think it's valuable that those things are out there that they can access. I think they need to be creative in the way that they do that. They need to look for a bunch of different solutions. One, you know, $10,000 loan here or $50,000 loan there may not keep you in business, but it's going to help you and give you the ability to think creative on how to use that capital towards, you know, the survival and maintenance of the business during this time. So I think it's something that every small business and entrepreneur should look at, but it's one piece, it's one arrow in your quiver of arrows as you're trying to figure out how to fight coronavirus.
You know, it strikes me that the one of the carrots dangling at the end of the stick is that once this is over with, and if you can keep the business together, there ought to be some leveling of the playing field out there. And indeed, a lot of your competitors may be out of business, and you're ultimately your business can grow and get better.
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to, yeah, how are you responding to this, and how are you going to come up with a creative solution to be able to address the market opportunities that exist? And that comes down to how are you communicating with your customers today in the midst of all this, right? What ideas are you having to connect with them to show them that you still care, that you're thinking about them, that you're planning for how to emerge out of this and serve them in a better way? I think that's important. And that's why I think the Fast Start Mentor Program is such a good thing to offer them, because you're surrounding yourself with experienced people that have been there and done that, that can help spur that creativity and really help you determine if the strategic plan you're building is going to work or not going to work.
All right. Are you hearing from people already? You've just been doing this a few days, I guess.
We have a couple hundred people that have responded to either be a mentor or need a mentor. We've matched up almost over 100 people in groups right now, connecting them and having their work. So we're already, as of day one, when we launched this on Monday, we were connecting entrepreneurs, small businesses, and mentors together and starting to see that create value and change. We want to just continue to see more mentors signing up. We want to see more mentees coming into the fray, and we want to make sure that we're tracking how well this is succeeding, getting any of the great resources that are coming out of those conversations and making that available to the wider North Texas business community.
All right. If we want help from the DEC Network, the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, how do we get it?
You're going to go to thedec.co. That's THEDEC as in Dallas Entrepreneur Center .co.
.co, not .com. Look, Trey, I want to check back with you and get some progress reports and hopefully some success stories. We wish you all the success. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
That's Trey Bowles. He's chairman of the board of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, the DEC Network. For more of our conversation with Mr. Bowles, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Oh,